fine. Who can take a queef? Sugar coat and layups, sugar coat and layups. Separate the roast beef and collect all the drips. Real can. Oh yeah, surreal can. Surreal can. Cause she mixed it with Luab and makes her layups taste good. Okay. Scatty-dat, dee-dat-scat. Ooh, poopy scatty. Oh yeah. Worth the thing. Oh. 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 Shake those layups. Cover it in candy and chicken, TV and layups. Okay. Who can take a pro layups? Sprinkle it with poo. Cover it in fudge and a marshmallow or two. Surreal can. Mm-hmm. Yes, surreal can. Mm-hmm. The surreal can. Cause she mixes it with Luab and makes the layups taste good. Who can take an ass cunt? Take an ass cunt. Cover it in praline. Cover praline. Soak it in caramel and inject the lips with saline. Surreal can? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, surreal can. The surreal can. Cause she mixes it with Luab and makes the lips taste good. All surreal excretes. She makes it into treats. Satisfying and delicious. Talk about children's witches. The lips are even nutritious. How kind. Who can take a queef? Who can take a queef? Sugar coat and lips. Sugar coat and lips. Separate the roast beef and collect all the drips. The surreal can. Are you sure? I'm sure. Oh yes, surreal can. Surreal can, cause she mixes it with love and the layups taste good, cause surreal think it should. Okay. If I have a kidney, I prolapse in the morning, I prolapse in the evening. Wool ever holds that urn. I'd prolapse while driving. I'd prolapse behind me. I'd prolapse out all my insides. Straight into this pair of the pants. All over the world's that urn. If I had a rectum, I'd lapse it in the morning. I'd lapse it in the evening. All over who holds that Eric. I'd lapse while driving. I'd lapse behind me. I'd lapse out all my insides. Straight in this pair of their pants. All over who holds that Eric. If I had a cloaca, I'd lapse it in the morning. Oh, I'd lapse it in the evening. All over horrible.org. I'd lapse while driving. Oh, I'd lapse behind me. I'd lapse at all my insides. Threatening this pair of pants. All over horrible.org. If I've got an ass cunt, yes I do. And if I've got a rectum, basically. And I've basically got a cloaca. All over horrible.org. It's an ass cunt of justice. Mm-hmm. It's a rectum of freedom. It's a cloaca that lapses my insides right into my shit-filled pants. All over horrible.org.
Cheryl, can you hear yourself? Cheryl? Hello? Bob.
If you prolapse, then you know what class you hang.
You there, Cheryl?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You pull up, then you know we clap your hands.
Can you hear yourself?
You pull up.
Could you hear yourself?
Yeah, I hear myself.
All right.
Let me make sure it's doing the right thing.
Yeah, it seems to be working.
Settings, audio, video. Let Chrome decide correct.
Deborah says she's busy unpacking her browser because she didn't know we were going to use Rabbit. I guess I can play this.
Do
we have any nice videos to play? This one says 60 chunky farts. Let's see what's going on up in here. All.
This is not what Rabbit is supposed to be, man.
What do you mean? How do I get rid of this sidebar? There's where messages are. I guess that, you know, that'll do it. How you doing, Gerald? Good grum so far.
I'm posting an announcement for you.
Thank you. I guess I should tweet that we're live. That's all?
Al Roker pooped his panty in the White House.
Where's that one? Where's that link for the Al Roker? Is that on the NSFW?
Got so many tabs open.
Oh, my God, these horrible things people are posting with the lapses. Too bad you have to donate in order to see these wonderful things. Let's see.
I think it's this one.
What is this, gay scat videos? Oh, my God. Wait, Cheryl, where is the thing? Oh, there it is. No, I don't want to delete that message.
It's Al Roker.
Did you do a time code on purpose? Why won't it let me copy the link? It's giving me bullshit. For fuck's sake. Oh, my God, I want to kill it.
Then Al Roker.
Well, no, it's just this fucking chat doesn't like to let me do things in a nice way. There's Deborah.
Poop, poop, poop.
She won't figure it out. I think, like, whenever Deborah comes on, it takes her, like, an hour for the audio to start working for some reason. What is this pooping in the bathroom with scat? I don't understand. Oh, shit, I did the wrong thing. Hold on, Cheryl. Stay. I did that thing where it fucks me. You know what I mean?
Did you fix your audio? They can't hear you.
They can't hear me? Oh. Oh, that's a problem. Hold on. Why do you just wait to tell me now? Yeah, it should be working now. Hi, sorry, audience. I have to play the farts again. Fart sounds. Why don't I hear the farts? Oh. Harry truck driver fart. Squishy fart. So thank God I just made it to the bathroom.
Okay, play Al Roker.
I'm working on it, Nate. How do I turn this off so people can't join the room? This isn't that kind of party.
It's already, honey, it's locked.
But that, it's a bleeping it.
What?
Cheryl, this is hot girls farting. This isn't what I wanted to watch. This isn't Al Roker. It's Cheryl's farting. That's not Al Roker, Cheryl. That's great, Cheryl. How do I turn off these notifications?
What?
It says, fetus wants to join my room. Cheryl, this isn't the video. This isn't Al Roker.
There's two links.
Oh. Hi, Poppy. Me farting. What's going on with Deborah? Cheryl, will you please explain to the audience that this is...
I was panicking.
That's Al Roker on Dateline in a sobering interview about how he suffered a heart attack.
I pooped my pants.
Sorry, a shard attack!
It's awesome. Oh my God, this is the greatest story ever.
No, that's the Bible, but Christmas did come late as we present the Al Roker Pooped Himself at the White House Post-Holiday Special!
It is the best story ever.
Okay, Little Harp, let Al tell it. It all began when Al went on TV to talk about the challenges of gastric bypass surgery, especially when you're visiting the White House.
That's a shitty... Well, I just want to see the interview, not this shitty TMZ garbage.
The second link, I think, is
why did you
better.
Post something horrible, Cheryl? Why does this? Why do these links not open up properly in this thing, Cheryl? What the fuck? These links suck. Because I click on it, it opens up in a separate window. It doesn't open it up inside of a rabbit instance.
It's separate. Copy the link and paste it into the browser.
Yeah, but that's fucking dumb that it works that way, Cheryl.
You want me to run it for you, honey?
No. Okay. Wait, now it's... See, it's still opening a separate window.
If you write anything on your computer...
Fuck this.
Jesus, you're dumb.
Maybe. Ugh. It's like I'm running a window inside of a window inside of a window just to do this shit. Yeah, maybe I should let you do it. I don't know. Let's try it, though.
When you have a bypass and you know your bowel has been reconstructed,
right?
You think you're pretty safe. And I probably went off and ate something I wasn't supposed to.
And it goes in there.
And as I'm walking to the press room, I don't know, I think I got to pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants. Not horribly. But enough that I knew...
Which is a common side effect of the surgery.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, I was panicking. So I got to the rest of the press room, threw out the underwear, and just went commando.
And what did that tell you?
I duty.
It told me that I've got to be very vigilant as to what I eat.
I, Al Roker, dutied. I dutied. I dutied bad in my panty. I dutied my panty. Do you think this is bad that I'm doing it in Rabbit? Would you rather I not? This is bad.
Is Deborah here?
Deborah's a mess. I don't know what the fuck she was here, and now her thing's blank, and she's probably trying to do something crazy with her iPhone 73 and all that bullshit. Did we ever figure out who Fetus is? No.
Yeah.
You did?
Her name's Fetus.
Oh. What else do you have for me, Cheryl? You got any more grumps? The fart? Should we go back to the farting? I guess more farting then. I guess more farting. No, how come I press Command C and it says, "Do you wish to delete this message?" This rabbit is retarded. Should I not be using it? Is that why Deborah can't communicate with us? Because she can't do rabbit all of a sudden anymore. Man, she's dumb.
Deborah.
Her audio's not on if she's there. She's just stupid. And then every time I go into, full screen mode, it automatically switches back.
I like how your sound ducking sucks.
I don't need to unlock the room, Deborah. She's so goddamn dumb. Will you please shoot her? I don't need to unlock the room. It worked for Deborah. Will you yell at her? I can't yell at her in a chat room while I'm doing the Grom. She's so stupid.
Can we just invite her to the room?
I don't need to invite her. I gave her the fucking link.
And it would not let me in.
She's so stupid.
Ah!
I can't deal with this, Cheryl. Everybody's trying to get in the room. It's not that kind of party.
What is this? There's like a person circle, but it doesn't show anything. Is this just going to be about your session, Sparky?
All right, I'm going to switch to Skype. Apparently, Deborah's too stupid to figure it out.
Right. Fine.
It doesn't say locked room. It says this site. Yeah.
Why don't we just use them? You'll freak out. Never mind.
No, we're not doing that. I don't want the other people in there.
Well, we have a live voice channel where they cannot talk. Only we can talk. But whatever. Me and Deborah use it. You don't have to use it.
Yeah, but you don't share video.
Let me go on Skype for you.
You don't share video, Cheryl.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, Deborah's trying to get in. Let me see if it'll work. Deborah?
Jesus fucking Christ, shoot me in the face with a gun.
Deborah, how come it lets Cheryl in but not you? It doesn't like you? Is that it?
Oh.
And how come you were in the room and you didn't have audio or video and it said you were there?
Hmm? It would let me in the room, but it would not let me talk or chat because it said I needed to verify myself.
Well, that's not my fucking problem.
Verify myself. It kept throwing up DNS errors and then... It said my email at like 1234567891011 at facebook.com. Mm-hmm. So I made a new rabbit. I hope all rabbits die. When global warming comes, I hope all the rabbits die.
Everybody's trying to get into this room. Fetus and Vince are trying to get in this room.
It's probably because they know what your room name is.
But how do I make it not send out these fucking
obvious, Madge. It's Madge 1.
Yeah, but don't they know that it's not the way this works? This isn't a little, it's not a Deborah sex part.
Well, it's a little confusing, and it probably sent out some kind of notification like, Madge Weinstein's live.
Is it confusing?
They want to get in, it's a $300 VIP enter.
Well, I got a notification. Madge is watching YouTube and wants you to join.
I don't want to know. I don't. That's a lie. How do I make it not... How do I make it not send those invitations out?
One good thing about this is I can turn the audio down.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Why? You got a problem with the farting?
We're watching a video of somebody taking a fart, making money, and we're adding to their money.
Someone wants to know what a rishi is. Man.
Yeah?
What's a rishi?
A fat girl who farts in bed.
Okay.
That's a rishi. What's a Cheryl? Do you have any other videos for me?
Our friend Vince has food poisoning and has been in the bathroom all day long.
What did he eat?
I have a few videos. I had actually siphoned the web for different content.
You siphoned?
I'm prepared.
Yeah, let me see. Send it.
There was a purchase made this week, Madge.
A purchase of what?
OLED.
Bitch, don't spoil it. Why can't you tell you anything?
I didn't hear what she said.
My daddy... bought one of the new OLED from LG Rhyme.
A what?
Yes.
A phone?
No, a TV, 65-inch TV.
Your dad bought a phone?
Mm-hmm. Bought one of those 65-inch LG phones. Now listen, got a really good deal on it, right? But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Got a fucking hot Pixel. I'm like, you cannot keep that. You got to return it. And she's like, oh, well, you know, oh, well, we can live with it. I'm like, no. It ruins the purpose of an OLED.
She should make them come pick it up.
God, who gives a shit? Why do you, is this in your house too? Are you living with him?
That was Madman.
You're living with Daddy?
Man.
If I smell like I spent the money.
Man, I yelled at her so much.
Why, for the mayonnaise?
I said, why are they spending that much money on a fucking TV that they don't need? They don't need it.
They don't need half the shit. They're white trash, Cheryl. They have to buy everything.
And that's why you don't live in a nice place. You live in the South. It's all a shithole. It's filled with hoarding and cats.
Jellicle cats?
Once blue states in a glorious 4K resolution.
Now, Deborah passed a house last night that was filled with hoarded material and cats, and she didn't stop to film it for
us. Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Forgot about that. Madge, it was like, I don't know, like 60 cats just in the yard. I was passing this dirt road, and I was like, oh my God, what's that line? It was so bright, and there was a car outside. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what is this? It's just so bright. It's like little people. And it was cats. The whole yard was covered in cats. It was like a herd of cats.
Yeah?
How was your week, honey?
Great. I don't want the fucking overture. Where's the goddamn cats song where they say cats, cats, cats? Cats, 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 Jellicle cats. Where's that fucking song? God damn it. Where's the French version? Here, maybe it's this.
Cats meet once a year at the Jellicle Ball, where we all rejoice. And the Jellicle leader will soon appear and make what is known as the Jellicle choice.
Oh, God, I'm making myself sick.
Okay.
So, yeah, my week was great. I love work so much. It makes me happy to be alive. Love it. I love working, in a beige office with boring people that are actually interested in the completely boring work that we do, which is horrible and awful. And I just loved my week. And I look forward to another horrible week. How about you?
It's good to love what you do, you know?
Thanks.
If with that attitude, I'd want you to be my doctor. No iced coffee for me. I love on the side. Fart coin. That's where the real money is. Farting.
Is there a fart coin?
Yeah.
Really?
I tell you, she's mining it right now.
I mine it using your computer via Rabbit. That's how they get all their money.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's talking over the farts.
I don't know nothing about mobile.
I thought it was very nice that Timmy Boo on Distorted View plugged Deborah's Grum. It was very nice.
She did?
Yeah.
Ah, that was so nice, though.
She played some of your good songs the other day. I don't know if Madge has been listening to your Grums.
Yes, I listen.
Well, I put some... I did put, you know, I'm trying to...
The only one I didn't listen to is the latest one that you posted today, but I've been enjoying them very much. I do. I've enjoyed the past few, two or three, I guess, however many. I didn't like the sad one. That was, to me, horrible, but the ones since then have been amazing.
Horrible in what aspect?
The guy who was on drugs, he just reminded me of every conversation I've had with a drug addict who isn't interested in recovery. And you have this, like, sad, pathetic conversation where it kind of feels like something's happening, but really nothing is, and it's just about two people who have horrible pathetic...
Plus, you want to soak this big dick, baby.
Plus, I just thought, like, it was really tragic, especially the fact that you're trying to comfort... I mean, in a way, there's some pathos because you're trying to comfort him, but at the same time, what's completely... contradicts that is the fact that you're completely doing it behind his back by putting it on the radio, so it kind of defeats the purpose of the loving spirit. You know what I mean? So all pathos is negated by Deborah's evil willingness to expose this person. But other than that, it was great.
Dr. Phil does.
What? Where are those new clips you made, Cheryl? Did you put them in the holder? You did.
Which
some
clip?
Barbara Walker.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is? That's all I care about.
I don't like it.
Shake your groove thing. Shake your groove. Let's see. More clips? That one? Barbara Walker. Oh.
9 o'clock this morning.
Barbara Walker COPD.
Plus, I got that COPD.
That's it like it's
I'm a natural beauty, baby. My back killed me. Damn.
Oh, that's a good one.
Her blast.
That's like a blah ho. That's like a yeast, early yeast radio circa blah ho. Yeah, it sounded like a blah ho to me, didn't it? Speaking of blah ho, how is Wanda Wisdom? Any news from that department of the world? Huh?
She's been working out a hard CrossFit.
Oh, is she crossed over?
What's going on in the chat room?
Right now we have...
oh, God, help me.
What?
47 listeners, well, 47 active chat people in the RSS.
Okay.
In the what?
47.
RSS, did you say? It's not called RSS, you idiot.
IRC Cloud, I'm sorry.
Oh, IRC. You know what? I pray, my prayer, I am a Christian woman. I pray that you will learn to enunciate and have diction someday.
IRC.
Oh, my God, what's going on with these cruises? First of all, Deborah's boat, somebody gets thrown off. And second of all, the boat that two people I know are on, Andy is on, and then this other friend of mine is on who lives here. They're on that gay Atlantis boat, and three people died already on one cruise.
Yeah, and but one of them was like a bug cruise.
And one of them was the guy from House or Storm Hunters or something. What the fuck's going on? And these people, both Andy and my other friend, are like, they're just like, oh, this cruise is so great. Like, after all the deaths, they're like, oh, DJ Nakamoto is so amazing. And then somebody said, like, isn't that the cruise where people die? That guy from House Hunters died? He's like, yeah, well, three rumored and several other. Three rumored and several other overdoses. Oh, but the music's just jamming and bumping. And GHB.
Shit.
What?
The gays love to party. And if it's one thing the gays try to do is to move on, you know? Like back in the 80s, they were hitting the floor like flies, and they were just dancing and stepping over them. On a cruise.
And but the thing is, like, it's like, oh, death is just such a minor detail, you know? Like, and how do they get all these fucking drugs on the boat? I thought it's, like, considered international.
I know. Remember what I told you about when we were on?
No, how would I remember anything you say? I don't listen to you.
And they were like, all the weed everywhere you go. It was just weed. But maybe that's why the lady died and fell overboard. Do you know they called me back, Madge, and offered me a fucking $100 onboard credit when I go to cruise with them again.
Do you have to go to the cruise?
You could spend it on food.
Well, take Edith. No. Edith wants to go on a cruise, she said.
I want to go on a cruise with Edith. Maybe she'll let me.
Asked her if she's excited about norovirus, and she said, yeah, it's a good way to lose the weight.
NCL, honey, Norwegian Cruise Lines have really nice ships, and it's more upper class.
No,
upper class.
Okay.
Yeah, upper class. Why are there two Cheryls in the room? Cheryl. Oh, Cheryl fucked up.
Oh, her internet messed up.
Cheryl fucked up. Should I not be...
Where am I?
Should I not be using this fucking thing?
I mean, yeah. Her internet should be fine.
Can what? You hear me?
Yeah, what happens to you?
I don't know. I'm trying to do an experiment.
I have two Cheryls.
It'll work.
That's every Grub's an experiment.
So you can go to the bathroom, is that it?
Excuse me?
So you can go to the bathroom?
Now. Probably.
Well, I thought it would be nice to screen this on the,
Oh,
the
no. Thing. Enough with the tech. It's driving me crazy. Why do you want to stream? Why do you, what, you want to stream it in that room for the other people?
Yeah, I thought that might be
oh, my God. Don't get me started. I was doing so good not thinking about all this chat.
I'm not doing
bullshit.
Just go to the Ustream.
Oh, my God. There's 73 different ways to listen to. We have so much technology.
Wait, and are you still on XM? Did they ever turn that off?
What?
Still streaming XM radio, honey.
What?
Are you still streaming on the XM radio? And then they can just use, they can go get in their cars and listen that way.
I never streamed on XM. It was a recorded broadcast.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
It'd be funny. That's serious. Hashtag, why are you drinking out of a toothbrush jar?
Hashtag, Rachel can eat my ass out.
That's a stinky fart.
Oh, of course she's Russian.
That's a stinky fart.
Election for Americans.
Oof. Voofed.
So can they see this video? You
yes.
have it set up where they can see the this
yes.
video?
Yes. So can you.
Okay.
I'm broadcasting I'm broadcasting the Ustream, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure they could see the video because they need it for this. This is hilarious. I found this video this week.
Can I have some other videos besides these parties?
I sent you video. Are you not look? Where are you looking, honey?
I'm looking, but I hate the way this shit works. Because when you click on it, when you click on it, even though it's the chat room, it doesn't fucking show you.
No, you, know I mean? You want to copy, you can
yes,
copy.
Yes, I know it you can copy and paste. But when you do that, at first it says, are you sure you want to delete this message? It's such a shitty interface.
She just wants to be able to click and for it to work.
It's so awful. This whole rabbit is a horrible experience.
You remember those little balls that are plastic that you would try to rebuild them back together? It'd be flat. You used to get it from the dentist office. That's what her ass looked like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wonder what happens if I do this.
Okay, McDonald's.
I'm gonna be here twice. Hold on.
Oh, for fuck's sake. She just wanted the goddamn video.
We're not a poor girl. We wait on the sausage meat.
I bet you're waiting on the sausage meat.
And I love how it loses full screen mode every fucking time. Piece of shit. Good one, Deborah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I knew this bitch. Come on. This is way too funny.
No, it's not.
Y'all are having an internal breakdown right now.
Put the phone away.
All right.
It's like a fucking
fuck
John
you,
Waters
bitch.
Is this Baltimore? It sounds like Baltimore. Put the phone away.
John Waters film. Right.
Put the phone away.
Oh, just wait, honey. It's gonna get really John Waters. Watch the red hair.
Oh, here we go.
What?
That's what we need.
Santa Claus. What'd you say? Is this a McDonald's? I don't think they're supposed to behave this way in the McDonald's.
Look at that lovely wall. McDonald panel.
Love her.
Yeah.
Grab her tits, Chris. Devine's the blonde one.
Good
love
one.
How she's smoking a blunt in the drive-thru.
This is good. Yeah. Thank you for this.
Go! Leave! Now!
I already paid for my food.
I don't give a shit. Then come in and get a refund. You're not going to sit and take me and put me on Facebook. Go!
Oh, yeah, I am. They just tossed food into my car. They tossed food into my car.
They gave him free food?
All right, fuck it.
What's really funny is he thinks he's recording a meltdown. He's having a meltdown. They tossed food in my car.
What's his chicken breast?
Oh, that made me fall out so hard.
I don't think the mop sink is supposed to be used to throw. Oh,
I'm driving. Watch.
What's this? All right. What are we doing? Do you have more videos for me?
You show the mop?
Well, I only see one. What did you send me besides one? You sent me one video. What do you mean, did I show them all?
No, the picture of the mop. You said the chicken breast mop.
Yeah, I showed it. What about it?
It was a restaurant. Shouldn't that be illegal to do that?
Thawing chicken in the mop room?
Yes. Jesus.
Should be fine. Nice. Should be fine.
Well, if you say so.
What restaurant is it?
Here we go. Come on.
Hold on, let me...
Virginity is...
What are you doing? What's that?
I sent you the link.
Why are you playing it?
I'm not. I sent you the link.
Then why did I hear?
I made sure it worked before you bitched.
But you're making sure it works on our program. See, every time I highlight it, says, are you sure you want to delete this message?
Listen.
God, I hate this
thing. I'll send it to you on the Discord, and you do it that way. Then, and you can copy it from the Discord. No. And then you can just control.
Don't you say Discord. Don't you say it.
Why not? Discord.
Well, no.
Why can't you say Discord?
I'm your private dancer.
You can say Discord. It's for our members who pay. That's my... Yeah. Oh, now that link won't work.
Now that's why I said, listen. Copy that. Copy that. Oh, and then command.
Here we go. Come on, ready? Virginity is cool. Come on. Virginity is... cool, what up? Virginity is cool, he's got it. Virginity is cool, come on. Virginity is cool, what up? Virginity is cool, come on. Virginity is cool, come on.
Virginity is
cool, come on.
Virginity is cool.
Mm-hmm. You don't like that one, not so much.
Come on.
Virginity is cool.
What up?
Virginity.
Yeah, don't be laughing.
All right, thank you.
I don't want...
Where's your bag at,
Dick? Shut up.
All right, thank you.
The other video I found.
How can I make it not beep every time you send me a private message on Discord?
Disable your notifications. Mute the tab.
You can do that. You could poop in a condom. You could freeze it. You could stick them in your ears.
Great.
I don't have your phone.
Yeah. It sort of looks like Madge up at the top corner of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
What do you mean?
The big girl.
Normal.
Yeah, I thought it was really funny because it's a bunch of white people. Larger.
This thing's being real slow.
Hey, this is John. I made a video earlier.
Oh, honey, you're going to make me...
It may have a little foul language in it, and I apologize. I try not to talk that way, but... You know, by God, I'm hurt.
In Bitcoin.
And I know there's a million others hurt out there. You know, I got into BitConnect, and just like you, most of you did, with hopes and dreams. I have a son with autism. I was hoping and dreaming, you know,
son
and thought,
autism.
Oh, right, you know, this is something I could do besides this daily grind.
Bitcoin or something.
Shut up!
Oh, I'm sorry.
And actually have some money for him and money for stem cell therapy. And
livid.
Just money when I die.
Hold my eyes.
That he'll be able to, that someone will be able to take out of the wallet and help him along. It just breaks my heart. Does it make me mad? Yeah.
This is why you get depressed, man.
if I could find these people, would I take their fingers off an inch at a time?
What?
Yeah, I would. For me and my son and the rest of them. What? They did us wrong. And for any of you naive people that that really are so stupid to believe that these promoters, I won't say their names. I should. But, you know, a bunch of black dudes and white guys.
What?
You know, they're out here now trying to keep you as subscribers so they can rip you off some more and keep getting paid from YouTube. If you people, please God, wake up. They ripped you off. They ripped us all off. They quit talking about BitConnect, 3 weeks before this happened? They stopped doing it. They stopped promoting it. They knew. Whoever they know, they knew that this was coming. So don't let them lie to you. They made millions of dollars, and they're not like us. No, they're not. They knew what.
The thing is, like, all this guy would have had to do is Google BitConnect, and they would have found out it's a scam. Like, hello?
Donate all your money to InfoWars and Max Kaiser.
Hey, now.
Max Kaiser doesn't accept donations. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Okay.
Some Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. There's this one time.
The digital currency between us.
Mm-hmm. There's this one time when I was just a little girl at 25 years old. I used to pull out my pant and panty from the closet, naked from the shower, prolapsed hanging down from to the floor, swanging back and forth, back and forth, and it doesn't stop until you touch it. Back and forth, dripping juice all over my newly replaced carpet.
And throw
stained, and it smelled like fish, like a recliner. And.
Hey, Joe!
Deborah?
I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is
Deborah?
It?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh. Well, I don't know.
How fishy is your slot?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Get a pizza.
Marijuana. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get
you got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga.
I don't understand that.
Deborah, how fishy is your slot? pretty full, isn't it? Yay. You like that? How you like it?
Yeah.
You wanna come on my hole and seed me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to distract us. Where's your video, Cheryl? How prepared
right here.
How prepared were you?
Well.
This is offensive, and I will hang up.
It's peculiar.
Yes, and yet.
That just
wondrously provocative.
A cultural event of apocalyptic significance.
It's almost as if.
Why?
It may disturb you. It may even shock you.
Just leave me alone.
Oh, God.
What the hell?
This is what ruined Kathy Griffin's career.
Who do you think?
Are you a brother or a sister?
Well, I'm an only child.
As God is my witness. I will uncover the mystery that is Pat.
Pretty creepy, huh?
Pleased to meet you.
Gorgeous.
Do you have a photo of you in the nude?
Yes, I do, sir.
I always liked that movie. I feel like
it's offensive. It's anti-China.
It's a word.
Yeah.
Only one of the best movies ever made.
No, it's anti-trans.
How is it anti-trans if you don't even know what the sex of the person is?
No, it's anti-non-binary.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There she goes drinking from that toothbrush cup.
It's not a toothbrush cup. It's a coffee mug, you moron. What do you drink out of?
Small, then.
What?
You're an American. You have to have at least 32 ounces, honey.
Deborah, this white trash existence of yours is starting to really get to me.
It doesn't make sense. You're not in Europe.
You're a piece of white trash garbage. You don't know anything about what to, the way
you're garbage.
You probably
socialism in your small teacup.
How old is your mattress?
Oh, Lord.
How old is your mattress, Deborah?
6 months. We buy new ones every time.
And how?
You wait. You buy it from the different companies, and you have the 100-day guarantee, and you'll return it.
Oh, goddamn!
I'm picturing one of those yellow foam pieces of foam that's just on the floor with some nasty old flowery 20-year-old sheet set. Am I right? Like some nasty, like flower sheets from your grandma that she died on or something.
The old mattress is like that.
What?
The old mattress is like that.
How old is your mattress, Deborah? Tell me. What?
I think mine's 2 yards.
A year.
2 yards.
Go. I guess I have the oldest mattress then, because mine's from 20.
I've got one of those ones, the Tuftus and Nidal.
What?
Those are the best ones to buy when I research getting mattresses because they're not overpriced.
And their price went down.
We're alike in a lot of ways.
Tell me what you believe.
Now, Matt, I did send you 2 videos.
All right.
Yeah, but these videos were not researched. You just randomly found them on YouTube.
No, I have a list. I've got a list.
Yeah. Barbara Walker. Okay, first of all, old news. Dead, and that fucking tranny-looking balloon face.
She's also old news. You asked me if
you can't say tranny, Deborah. You can't say tranny. Oh. We're just talking about that. You're not enlightened. You're white trash.
Tranny.
You're trashy.
So this final procedure you just had, the 4 ribs removed, initially you wanted 6. You wanted to go more, but you couldn't find a surgeon in the world that was going to do that.
They all look alike.
Exactly, yeah. So I visited 3 different doctors, 2 here in Europe, one in America, and I had all my tests.
Do you see that, how every single time I play a video, I go full screen, and then it goes back to small screen, and then I have to press full screen?
I was wondering why you were doing that.
I'm not doing it. It's this fucking rabbit shit.
Okay, Kathy.
You really think I would do that on purpose?
My exam's done, and they say, well, we can only do 4. So then I've chosen the best, Dr. Michael Kaobank in Beverly Hills, LA. Thanks so much for the procedure, and I'm very happy. It worked.
Yes, so why? Why did you take out 4? They're in a jar. They're on the table. If you're a bit squeamish, you might not. Well, then it's not that squeamish, but
those are my ribs.
What is it going to do?
Well, thanks to plastic surgery, today I'm able to express myself through fashion, right? So, as you can see on my social network, for example, my Instagram, I never been an outfit. All my blazers, they have to be altered because my size actually is 36 for shoulders, but then because my around here was a little bit bigger, so I had to always have a bigger blazer and get it altered.
You're not showing the video.
I'm sorry, my tailor, but now I'm going to be out of job. Why did you tell me now? Because after this procedure, I'm able to just wear 36 blazer and just
do it up
perfectly. So you have 4 ribs removed so that you don't have to have your blazers altered.
Exactly. So I had 4 ribs removed so I can actually do up my blazers without having to breathe in or break bottles or have my blazers altered.
You're wearing a corset because actually the strength of your spine, I mean, it's only 2 weeks ago you had the surgery.
Yeah.
It's very delicate in that area. Now, do you mind us having a look? I just mean the curve.
Absolutely. Shall I stand up for you?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't mind at all.
So there you go. You can see your waist is really cinched in there. That's it.
I am on nearly 20.
You could do this with a corset. Right, you would never even have to.
Is it dangerous on your internal organs? Because obviously ribs are there for a reason.
Yeah.
They're meant to protect your lungs and your kidneys and all sorts of other things that you need, important things.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It can be a dangerous procedure, absolutely. My ribs, the ribs that were removed were the 11th and then 12th ribs. They are the floating ribs. There's no much use for them, actually. When they were removed, the doctor did not cut too close to the spine as well. But obviously, before the procedure, I had lots of x-rays and exams to see if I could be, if the procedure could have been performed. But no, it's not a very
good procedure. Pick what you want to believe,
apparently, according to my research, the research from those that work with me and around me, I'm the only man in the world that have had this procedure done. But there are a few ladies that have the procedure done, they just don't talk about it. As you know, I live between here and LA, and it's quite big in Hollywood right now, and people do talk about it, but
you know, things are over by on
television, like myself, openly to educate people out there about the procedure.
It seems extreme. I mean, the entire sculpture seems extreme to a lot of people. I mean, I'm still quite surprised about the fact that you would have that amount of surgery, dangerous surgery, so that you fit your blazers. I mean, that's like saying, right, okay, well, when I get my trousers, they're too long, so I'm going to have my legs lengthened. Mm-hmm. You know, so are you now the perfect shape? Have you got the look?
All these rich
want?
People that have that much
well,
work,
I'm
and they all look.
I'm 30 years old. I'm going to be 35 in July. It's been a very long journey for me, really. I love the way that I look. I like to stand out. I don't like. I never had plastic
surgery. Did she say 35?
I never had plastic surgery, for example, to look like the Kendall. You guys gave me this nickname, which is fine.
Did
I have fun.
Did she say 35?
Having said that, you don't look like a Kendall now, actually, do you? Because
you.
He doesn't have that waist.
No, he doesn't. My name is Rodrigo Alvin. That's how I'd like to be known. You can call me Roddy or Roddy Doll. But going back to your question,
hello.
I look to my eyes. I love what I love. I love
Did
the way that I look.
She say she was 35.
I love myself, and that's important. I mean,
I believe we're listening to the video and not you.
It can go wrong.
Well, I'm sorry, but that bitch looks like she's
big. Last time we were here, we were talking about the surgery you had on your nose.
Because a lot of people have said, you know, the money that was spent on surgery could have been spent on therapy.
Really?
I have had therapy. Therapy is great and, well, helped me a lot to learn how to know myself better, right? Going back on
crazy Brazilian
those photos, I was very much bullied by my appearance. I was really fat
for $3
and shaped.
And
back in Brazil,
that's why man has been looking so skinny. She had ribs removed.
Oh, my God. You guys talking over the video. I can't hear this Kendo.
Ow. Well, last
you're just
week
like
you
chatty women. You're like women when I go to Florida and my family's there with all these women and they can't shut the fuck up because they're women. That's what you are.
Made that aware by physically abusing me.
Do you mind?
When I moved to England at the age of 18 to go to university, it was when everything started. I said, no, I'm just going to change my life. I'm going to get an education here in this country. I'm going to get a degree here and I'm going to reinvent myself. It has been a very long process. As I say, I have had 60 plastic surgery. I have spent.
What does he do for a living? Like, he goes from LA to New York to do what? What
does Russian he do? Oligarchs pump money into his account just so he can spend it. I wouldn't be shocked if that's really what's going on.
Yeah, it's all Russia. Because we didn't elect Trump. America's too smart to elect Trump. Must have been Russia. Because Americans were just too.
She had a podcast back in the day and it went and took off.
Americans are too smart to elect somebody as fat and stupid as Trump. Had to be the Russians. Had to.
True.
The Russians aren't smart. Have you seen those videos?
Right, that's exactly my point, idiot.
I love her. I'm
glad you're following my line of thought.
Is he on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still on here.
Is that fine?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go. I'll turn around and put the chillings in the hog more. See all the fat?
The what?
I took them off the stove and let them sit off. Sit on the counter.
What?
On the counter.
So now
I'm sitting on the counter.
Shitting on the counter. Cheryl, I want to pass control to you, but I don't know which Cheryl to pass it to because there's two of them.
No, you don't. Don't get that bit on control.
Yeah, I do. Cheryl, do you know?
I can't tell you.
Can you get rid of one of them so I can pass it to you?
No, that shit in the
garbage. No.
Why not?
Why do you need
like you now with the cussing?
Cause all this...
I can't cuss.
I don't know. I think she'd
be better.
Now,
I'm going to show you something else. I'm not going
to... believe in, like... alternate realities, magic, multiverse and stuff.
Whole thing.
I don't know. I've read about it. Why?
This is the hog monster.
Because I just wondered that Ken doll.
This is the hog monster. This is the hog.
Okay. What? Imagine in another universe, right?
Instead where of, where like, you were less had a less annoying voice?
What if like he inspired to be Mr. Slinky or something? Could you imagine how horrible that would have been?
If he were a slinky?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
How to perform the Heimlich maneuver, abdominal thrusts. Abdominal thrusts, also known as the Heimlich maneuver, can be used to expel a foreign object.
We need, everybody needs to learn how to do this.
Victim's windpipe. You will need someone to call 911 and a firm resolve. Never practice the Heimlich maneuver on an infant under a year old or on a person who is not choking. You could cause serious injury. Step 1. Confirm the victim is choking. If they are coughing, they are not choking yet, so encourage them to continue. Signs of choking include the universal hand sign of clutching one's hands to the throat, the inability to cough or speak, labored or noisy breathing, bluish skin, lips, and nails, and loss of consciousness. Don't slap a coughing person on the back. It doesn't help and can make them start to choke. Step 2. Once you determine the person is choking, act quickly but calmly. First, send someone to call 911. Step 3. Help the victim stand if they're not already on their feet, and stand behind them with your chest to their back. Step 4. Wrap your arms around the victim's torso, making a fist with your dominant hand, and center it against the victim's upper abdomen, thumb inward, above the navel and below the ribcage. With your other hand, cover your fist for support. If you cannot reach your arms around their abdomen, or if the victim is pregnant, compress their chest between the breasts at the breastbone. Make firm backward thrusts. Step 5. Quickly thrust inward and slightly upward with your fist, as if you're trying to lift the victim off their feet, causing air to rush out of their lungs. Don't squeeze the ribcage as you thrust upward, otherwise you could break a bone. Step 6. Repeat the thrusts until the object dislodges, or the victim loses consciousness. Step 7. If the object does not come free and the victim loses consciousness, proceed with CPR until EMTs arrive. Step 8. To perform the Heimlich maneuver on yourself, lean your upper abdomen over a hard horizontal surface, such as a railing or the back of a chair, and use it to deliver strong upward thrusts. Did you know? Besides inventing the famous abdominal maneuver, Dr. Henry Heimlich also invented a chest valve that saved thousands of wounded soldiers in Vietnam.
You know, the clip, Deborah. But, you know, like,
work on somebody that has their ribs removed.
You got to play that clip, Deborah.
Yeast radio is saving lives. Do you know that? Yeah, yeast radio is saving lives.
We can probably have before. Consumers,
and we can also at times. Have you done it?
Yeah.
On who?
You done it?
I've got a message before that I've saved someone's life from a show.
What?
Yes.
No, from the Heimlich maneuver. Jesus
Christ. Oh, no. God, no. I've never done that before. I don't eat enough, honey.
Deborah, when you prank called that lady and told her you need more money on your Starbucks card, it saved me.
We almost got a really big donation the other day. It didn't work out, and I'm sorry.
How much?
We tried.
$500.
We got a good one today.
Didn't work.
We got a good one today.
$500.
From who? We got a $100 donation today.
Oh.
We did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From a new person?
Nope.
Oh.
No.
You'll get the $500 if I can convince Reagan.
Spring Equinox prayer for morning.
Madge.
Dearest Mother Asna, in this time of spring equinox, we bring to you all things living and growing. These offerings, plants, and seedlings are a symbol of the growth within our own souls. To show our love and our devotion, we offer these tokens. Oh, dearest Asna, help us grow in wisdom and grace in the fertile garden of your beneficence. Each seedling represents our souls reaching through the negativity of this planet and stretching towards our fulfillment and Gnostic enlightenment. Help us through this month, this year, and all the days of our life to honor and adore you.
Reagan, we can even cover your gas to go get
the Father
money
and make our journey of life easier. Amen.
That's weird. It's one of the popular videos, and it says for Yeast Radio.
I know, that is weird.
Mm-hmm. Sure
is. Hello?
What?
Hi. Cheryl, would you like to...
Hybrid Audio presents Life on the Other...
Okay, so we found a man for Reagan that is willing to donate to a Grum. However, he insists on meeting and making a donation that way. So this would not require Reagan to part with any money. We know she is very cheap. Only
likes to spend money on herself. So this would just mean actions needed. What we
thank
need,
God for Chris. I mean, he did kind of hold it up.
Let me finish.
But held it up. I'm no need to be in my late 80s and 90s. Now I'm still a little wobbly with my legs.
That's the wrong answer. That's
be, she likes to be known as E. In fact, I'm going to post her picture on my web. Feel your love. I feel your love. Get away. Can't you get away from my web? Oh, you have to look on my web. No. Golden puppet beads.
We are protein entities in this webcast, this webinar.
I guess in a sense, y'all won't be that shot out.
That's probably why I wobble when I want.
Big fat bloody meat.
He wanted to get his weight down.
What, Cheryl? Sorry. What were you saying? Cheryl? Oh. You were saying?
And thank God for Chris. I mean, he did kind of hold it up. Wobbly, but held it up. I'm going to live to be in my late 80s and 90s. Now, I'm still a little wobbly with my...
I miss Sylvia a lot.
This has all the signs of a real haunting.
And the one little teddy bear there, instead of just falling down like it normally would, went out into an arch down to the floor. Yeah. And I said to the manager, "You say what? Did that frighten you?" And he said, "It sure did, Pat."
We laughed.
So now when I go into the stock room, I bless myself and I say, "Hi, Johan. It's only me doing a day's work."
See, in this case, Yanni Yon
says, "They got my hours. They got a tax."
Yeah, how heavy is that, huh?
Okay, Madge, stop. Can't plus cancel.
Well, but you gotta tell me what. What do you want me to do? What?
I'm trying to talk, and you keep playing shit over me.
Because you're not talking.
Stop.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop.
This has all the signs of a real haunting.
It's this and rabbit. It won't stop playing. It keeps playing shit for me. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
So, we found a man. What we need is for Reagan to meet this man. It does not require Reagan to donate anything to us. It requires him to deliver the donation. So, this man wanted to meet Heather in person the other night. Obviously, Heather's a little busy and far away from California. So, if Reagan would rendezvous with David of David's Catfish House...
He has a catfish would provide, house?
He would provide a donation of either... Well, he couldn't figure out the Amazon.com. He prefers MoneyGram TM. So, he said that he would eat out Reagan...
A MoneyGram?
It's like a money order.
Like a Western Union.
For poor people.
Yeah, but for Walmart.
Walmart.
Where they charge like $5 fee to send $20?
It's usually for prostitutes. So he'll give Reagan the donation, eat her out, and then he said he'd leave. So we can set this up.
That's great. But the thing is he going to make a deposit into Reagan?
Well, he said he would eat Deborah out, so that doesn't really mean leaving a deposit.
Unless he left a tooth.
And what makes Reagan think he would do... What makes you think Reagan would do something to help someone else get money?
No, that's a good point. It doesn't cost money, but he wouldn't...
How does this benefit Reagan? How does this help him take pictures of his dog?
Because he could take... He could get unlimited access to golf courses.
Reagan, don't donate.
I don't think that... I don't think that Reagan plays golf.
Reagan, don't donate.
Reagan, don't donate.
Yeah. Reagan, don't donate.
What else?
I don't know. I enjoyed being a computer a few times this week for Deborah. I like that. I like that. I introduced a few new people to Church Deborah and East Radio this week.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing outreach for you.
Very confused. And the nudging spirits, they always stand to the right of you, not to the left.
They're
always
I need to go get my charge.
To the left. They're always to the right. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, not to the left. They never, ever lead you to the left, to the right, to the right. They never, ever lead you. They never, ever leave you, lead you, leave you, lead you. They never, ever leave you. They never, 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 never control you.
Someone has requested phone calls.
Is ticker tape messages. Ticker tape, messages.
Okay, give me a number.
Deborah, maybe we can talk to one of your men and I can be your comforter. Did she leave us?
Yes, she's gone.
Okay, well, until she's back, let me talk to you about something important to manage.
All right.
This topic, is about your... No, I shouldn't bring that up. You'll get mad.
No, you better fucking not if it's what I think it is, and I'm sure it is.
I said I wouldn't, and wouldn't. I won't.
Cheryl, it's wouldn't, not wouldn't. You see, you don't...
Rubbing off on her.
No, she's always had bad pronunciation.
So now Deborah's back. Now, Deborah...
I sent my mother's iPhone in for that goddamn battery.
Oh, yes, good topic.
$29
Yes. Tomorrow, just come on and tell me without your head, which I did.
Girl. Obese people.
I am having the flare-ups. And I know that eating anything is probably going to bother my stomach.
America is a place where all things are possible.
I'm addicted to eating Tylenol.
And an orange orangutan can become a president.
Give me that feet.
Give me that feet.
Okay, man.
Those nails are too long. Oh, that's turn off. So I sent the phone in for a
repair. Wait, Cheryl, I can't talk to you. Deborah's talking about a phone. It's much more interesting.
Right. So... they made me pay $29 for their goddamn bad battery. And then I get a pop-up, right? Later on, next day. They can't work on the phone yet because the screen's cracked. And I have to pay another $129 to have the screen repaired.
Oh, my God.
What? The screen's not cracked. Mm-hmm. And so then... okay, she took the headphones
off. Put my headphones back on. Are you done with the phone?
So then I was like, oh, my God, what do you mean? Right.
And there were pictures on the support page of the non-cracked screen. God,
what do you mean?
Deborah, what did you consume this week? I want to learn about, I want to know about what you consumed. You
had to spend hours on the phone with these dumb people.
Because I told them, I'm like, the screen's not broken. Your fucking robot malfunctioned. The robot took a picture of the screen. It's not broken. And so the robot tried to extort money out of me. And the man that answered the phone for Apple support was high on meth.
He was working from home.
Why don't you just send your paycheck to Apple? Isn't that easier?
Yeah. I haven't bought anything from Apple in a long time.
You bought it. Tell me you did not buy a HomePod. I don't believe you.
No, and that is one thing now.
You are going to buy a HomePod.
A third person can purchase it for three of us.
What?
That'd be a nice little...
I don't want one. I use Sonos. I don't fucking want one. This is where you're...
It sounds Sonos,
you're
honey.
So demented.
The mid-range.
Oh, God, you're so fucking... Oh, you're Yankee trash. I mean... Jesus fucking Christ.
Deborah, they don't even communicate with each other yet.
Sonos is a black speaker of music.
Oh, God, you're dumb.
Sonos. It sounds Asian.
So you are going to buy one. I know you are.
God, no.
Yes, you are. Cheryl, how long do you think before she buys one?
Let me just say, and I'll tell you the truth. Sorry. Oh, my God. Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ. Siri is horrible. So why would I want the damn thing?
Okay, let's talk about Siri for a second. Here's the thing with Siri. I call my mother. Or I'll call someone and I'll say somebody.
I can't. Madge. I can't even. How dare you disrespect your mother with this shit. Literally.
He's
burping. It's a good thing you can only see half of it on the Ustream.
Did you film this, man?
He's touching his nipple. I love that. Yeah, let me grab my nipple while I play with
D. Money that midget. Yes.
What?
I hope the person.
What, this is what Vince's bathroom. This is what Vince's bathroom looks like right now.
Why do you say that? Why Vince's bathroom? You mean pickle?
You have to have a hepatitis C shot just to be able to be in this room.
Now, I want to talk about Siri while we watch this stuff, seriously. So, like, when you go with Siri, like, if you call somebody, and like, let's say I call... Let's say I FaceTime Letitia every day. I say, FaceTime Letitia. And I say, FaceTime Letitia, and it says, do you mean Gladys? Why isn't Siri smart enough to know that I've never called Gladys? And maybe it should realize that since I call Letitia every day, that's probably the most likely person I call. And therefore, let's first compare what the person said to the most likely people. You know, it's like it doesn't have any sort of intelligence. It doesn't learn.
With the last update, the server update for this Siri member was supposed to have like.
Why don't they just license the Google thing and be done with it and move on?
But the thing is, it's not about the server. It's like the idea of how it works is wrong. It just doesn't learn. There's no learning built in. Like it's supposed to learn as it goes.
They have to license that, honey.
No, it's not a license. It's just.
They can't do the exact same thing as Google because that's protected protocol.
Honey,
okay, this is
deep learning.
This is a smearing video.
Oh my God, this is a smear campaign.
this is how Donald Trump gets orange. Did you know that?
That's not real. It's like a watching a horror movie. They didn't chop the kid's head off in the movie.
I just want to get banned from Rabbit and Ustream at the same time so I don't have to do this shit anymore. Hello, Ustream. Welcome to Yeast Radio.
You're going to have Deborah's account shut down.
I don't know why I can't find an enjoyable career in my life. So good at it.
Church of Deborah was removed due to violation of terms of service.
Really?
Yeah.
It's gone?
You got her banned. They recognize the duty.
Are you serious?
Now nobody can listen to the Grom.
Wait, I'll open up.
Yeah, we got removed. Oh, finally we get a comment from Reagan. Lulz.
Okay, I'll open up the rabbit. Let him go out and come in the rabbit.
No, because then you're going to get...
No, then we're going to get banned from there.
No,
we're gonna get
I am. And of course I'm using my face.
No, we don't. Madge, can you stream it to another thing?
How?
Why don't you use your personal Hangout, Insane Radio, or
on YouTube? That'd be great.
How about don't play shit and get another Ustream thing?
Hashtag self-destruction.
Mm-hmm. But the thing
what
is
you know, an addict does?
Madge. Do you have another Ustream thing?
Oh, I can get one. Can you sign one? Can you do one right now?
No.
No, because see, my IP is going to be banned. Yours is already banned, so now it leaves just Cheryl.
I've unlocked the rabbit. I'm not going to play any more of that horrible thing. I play nice videos of
horrible.
Church.
Do you think that's horrible?
What's wrong with a little D?
Not a little.
Wait, but the problem with this is then these random people come in and ruin anything that we're doing.
Ruin.
It doesn't matter. That's how you get new listeners here. I've told you a million fucking times.
Except for if we're doing a call and they come in the middle and you try to edit them.
So what? Doesn't matter.
Well, tell them they can.
We need a better solution for streaming.
Are we going to outshock someone with shit?
Lord.
He's playing shit scat.
Well, if y'all were in the GC, if you were members and you paid us money, you could listen without any of this shit.
How do I invite people?
The thing
are you sharing? Are you streaming the audio now?
Are you yep.
How?
Yep.
Okay. How do I invite? Where's the invite code for this shit?
Oh, for fuck's sake, let me do it. I'm doing it now.
But you don't have the invite code, do you?
It's Rabbit. You don't have to be Sylvia to figure it out. Rabbit. Madge Weinstein.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Okay. You're putting that in GC, though, only, right?
No.
What do you mean you don't have
God,
to?
You're so stupid.
All of the listeners are in the IRC cloud, honey.
Oh, yeah, because you wanted that.
What you said, you didn't want him in GC.
Well, whatever.
Have you ever seen that movie? It's Sunset Boulevard. The crazy bitch says all this shit, and then you do what she says, and then she's like, oh, I didn't want that. I wanted that.
And then you end up dead in a pool. That'd be perfect.
Exactly.
That would be good. I would enjoy that.
Banned from Ustream because you play cock-up videos, because growing up, you ate chocolate powder all the time and made mud pies.
Don't worry. Nobody's in the Discord, honey. No. Yeah, but look how many people are listening there.
Discord was like really big, like the first.
Look at it. Look, Deborah. Look at the live grum room. Look how many people are listening.
How are you able to? How are you broadcasting the audio?
A lot of people in the Ustream. Oh, I didn't. I mean, in the Discord.
Yeah.
So you're broadcasting it in Discord, so people can still hear there, right?
That's right.
So people who donate can still hear the stream, right?
Correct.
Cheryl, I want to give you control, but I don't know how to do that because there's two of you.
What am I going to be controlling? I thought we were going to call one of Debbie's boyfriends.
Okay, let's do that. But I need to get a Ustream.
Emma, she didn't get kicked out for farting. She was playing shit porn. A man shit in his hand, rubbed it on its genitals, honey. Okay? Not farting.
I want to say, okay, it says cannot connect to streamer. Oh, it blocked my... The output stream is Church of Denver. Oh. Let me stop this. What am I doing? I need something to do while I try and get a new account on Ustream.
Oh, honey, your account dates are over with.
My who?
That's your second ban, honey.
That's my third. And this is actually your ban. Because
you're a ban IP address.
No, I'm not using a fucking... It's a VPN.
Oh.
So just sign up for another account. Jesus.
That's what I'm doing, but meanwhile I need something to play.
But the problem is they know
that's
who
why I was
you
giving
are.
You control. Oh, will you shut up?
Let you be you, honey, because back in the day, you know.
Look, just shut up and play something. Can I give Deborah, I'm going to give you control.
I'll have control.
No, I can't give it to you because there's two of you. I don't know which one. So I'm giving control.
Well, the one that's talking is the one that you should give it to.
It won't give me control. Wait, go talk some more.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah.
That's not enough there. Okay. Yeah. It's not letting me give you control. Oh, shut up.
Hey everyone, it's Vigilant Christian Mario, and here for another edition of Vigilant Biblical Studies. In today's video, I wanted to share with you a little bit of insight on
how we
overcome the temptation of sin. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus
Christ, did I give somebody control? Because I'm not doing this.
All things are new.
Hello? Yes, who are in I did?
Hello? Jesus.
Who's controlling it?
I don't know. Why?
Because I want to know.
Is it me?
I did give it to you?
Life has passed away, and now we are new.
Because I don't have control anymore. I gave it to you, Cheryl.
I want you to take over.
Who's doing it? Who's doing it?
Now start to be engaged in warfare.
Well, why don't you fucking answer the question?
God, I wanted to ask you to play audio over you talking. How's it feel?
Hmm? Say hi, Lord.
Biblical guide for overcoming sexual temptation. Is that what you want?
Oh, my God. Just do something. Why does it have to be always Jesus with you? Can't you just play some
I'm a Christian woman. It's
sweet to the ear. It's sweet to hear. Smooth as oil. It seems so natural.
Smooth as oil.
Okay, my name is Girdle Blomquist. Why does it say IBM Cloud Video? I signed up for Ustream. Oh, it says Ustream is now IBM Cloud Video? Oh, that'll be good for us.
Jesus. IBM's a good company.
I don't know what email to use.
They had a trans CEO back in the day.
What email?
Oh, it's trans.
Which email have I not used?
What the fuck is this?
I don't know which email I have left that I haven't fucked up. Jeez. Oh, I can use that one. What are you fucking doing? You got my fire. Deborah, what is this garbage? God damn it. So aggravating.
He's pretty.
Someone wants you to call 700.
We're not doing any prank calls.
Yes, we fucking are, because this is all awful shit.
Okay, then play. Can you play Chicken Con Broccoli?
I'm trying to set up a new Ustream account. That's why I was hoping Deborah would be able to play something useful instead of Jesus shit. Well, that's new. Okay, I'm confirming my email. Piece of my chicken. Chicken. Licking. Chicken.
This is a good day.
I gotta try to log on with this new account now. I gotta fry that chicken in the pan. How do I log out of these streams?
Man.
Yeah?
Can I hear me?
Can you hear me?
Fuck,
what'd you say to you?
I'm so glad that our listen turned. Danica, she is here. Love her. I like watching Fatty Grimes with my girl Nanico.
God, why does it make all these fucking noises?
Oh
my god. Yo, that shot makes the whole video, dude.
I guess I can turn on Do Not Disturb, right?
Me.
Bro, what?
Me in the house.
Yeah, this is your
man. Oh my goodness. Happy hunting, guys.
Happy hunting. Look at those bad butt.
There you go.
Oh, good. Girdle channel is working, I think. Just a
there
second.
You go.
Oh, look at him. Look at him running.
There you go.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, Girdle's channel is working. Girdle channel is live. Hold on. How do I get the URL now? How do I figure out the URL?
Are you going to fix it on your website?
Yes, I'm fucking going to, but I need to know how to watch the Girdle channel. How do
you gotta
I...
gotta be a girl.
How do I watch my Girdle channel? Channel.
Well, you want
to... Oh, here.
Shit in a condom.
Yeah, I want to shit in a condom. Yeah, that's new. Yeah, I got
this
it.
This is a very unique place. I mean, the business school is very unique.
No more history.
It's showing me an advertisement for a business school.
Consulting firms or other
shut
universities,
up.
What we try to do in executive
to know how to watch the Girdle channel. Oh, yeah, it's working. Okay. I got to put it in the Discord. New Girdle.
I know why, man.
What? What is this shit making all this noise?
I know why you like Ustream now.
How do you make it turn off all this fucking noise? Every time somebody logs on, I get noise. I'm gonna fucking kill myself sideways. Stop it!
It's because you got all these random people in here.
Yeah, okay, but tell them the fuck off. Cheryl, what? Deborah, why is nothing playing? There's no video playing.
We need more 10-year-old listeners.
Deborah, play a video. Play something.
Man's like your shitty controller. They scream funerals live.
I like those. I love those.
What? Oh my goodness.
How do I find my embed code, Deborah?
Oh, it's weird. It's like a dashboard, and then you gotta go to something else to hunt.
Oh, that's not helping me at all. How do I do my embed?
Raylan, I'm not giving you the remote. You want the remote, honey? You send us $50.
Who wants the remote?
Raylan.
What the fuck is that? I've never heard of that. What's a Raylan?
It's just new person.
That's like a millennial name. That's a bullshit millennial name. Nobody has a name like that. Raylan?
She's probably 10 years old, like most of the users of Rabbit. They're all just mining Bitcoin now unknowingly for
like
Rabbit.
Like my website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to try this. I'm up for it. Okay, no more. I think I got it working. No more duty. No more duty. Okay, the Girdle channel is working. Millennial name. Nobody. You can tell people to go to yeastradio.com/live. It's working again. The duty. The Girdle channel is live. So.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, this is Heather the other night. I have a friend. Her name's Madge, and she also likes getting fucked by girls with strap-ons.
Hey.
Yeah, she's on the phone right now. Madge, you there, honey?
Yeah, I'm just eating a sandwich. It's so good.
You don't have to talk trans with him. You can talk normal.
What do you mean talk trans?
I mean, you don't have to, you know... I mean, you can talk feminine if you want.
What do you mean? Why do you have to be so non-binary? God, I told you, such a bitch.
She's non-binary. Madge, this is my friend. Actually, she was fucked by... do you know who Dita Von Teese is?
But Madonna?
No, Dita Von... What's her name again, my friend?
Dita Von Teese.
Yeah, Dita Von Teese fucked her with a strap-on.
Well, I'm going to Google her.
What is it? Nothing's happening. Yeah.
I'll be a mistress tonight.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you eating? Do you like to eat? I like to eat. Oh, this food tastes so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love all these bloops.
You're slave.
I love these notification sounds.
You can turn them off in your settings, honey.
He hung up.
How?
You can turn off those sounds in your settings.
Which settings?
Click on your user icon, top right.
Okay. I don't see it.
Your face.
I don't see my face.
Your face.
I see two heads, then I see a little dialogue symbol. And then I see Madge's room, and then I see a little notification symbol. God damn it, this is driving me crazy.
Click, listen.
The top left, click your the
face.
Arrow.
Literally, click your face. See your little circle icon? And no eating on the goddamn gram.
Oh, I see notifications. Oh, thank you.
Oh, jeez.
It's very intuitive.
I was doing ASMR for our guest. Apparently, he didn't like it.
No,
I'm sure he was confused.
It was the dings that probably got him nervous.
Deborah,
he doesn't tell a personal celebrity story that I'm going to exploit and put out on a podcast.
Deborah, can you please give me control of my room since you're not doing anything?
Yeah. Maybe I will.
God, you're such a bitch.
Pass the blunt.
I'm trying to be sexy.
Okay, I passed you the blunt, honey. All right, let's see.
It's not working.
I sent it to you.
No, it's working. Shut up. Oh, I hate when they... Oh, there. Money. We need to see how
much. God, this website is so horrible.
What do you want
Why
to
is it having buffering issues? What? You must be in a different server.
I would take you like a man, brother.
You know who this is.
I would take you like a man.
You know who this is.
I would take you like a man.
Has Madge talked to the RV man yet?
No.
Oh, he's horrible.
But he doesn't hang up. Fat guy travels.
He's not fat enough. They're never fat enough. Oh, wait. Does anybody have any new fatty grum material for me?
I think Cheryl's outplayed all the fatty grums this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After a day-long conference, what do two insurance salesmen do?
Let's hit the bar.
Oh, I remember this show.
And once they're drunk, what do they hit next?
They have games.
Check that out.
A beauty pageant.
We're going in.
Like Donald Trump.
Lovely ladies, lovely inside and out. We've reached the final portion of the 11th annual Miss Inner Beauty Pageant.
But this pageant celebrated inner beauty. And the contestants were all plus-size models. That explains the nearly empty room.
And now we reach the swimsuit competition. Miss Devon!
In the 40s,
40s and 50s, women were allowed to be more curvaceous, more womanly. They were busty, they were buxom, and they want to see that now, I think. It's just that,
I think I have to piss.
You know, the whole thin.
What do you mean allowed? Like women aren't allowed to be fat now? Then where, wow. Will somebody please tell all these obese people on the bus that they're not allowed to be fat?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Oh.
Hey, are you there?
Hello, honey.
The phone.
Hello, honey. Hello, honey.
You, my friend. Are you there, my friend? I called you on your phone.
Hello.
Yes.
What are you doing? Me and some girlfriends are just on the phone having fun. I figured I'd call you and let you in.
Hey.
Can you hear my friend?
Hey.
Yeah.
Talk to her for me.
Hi, Liebchen. What's going on? What are you doing? We're traveling. I'm in Europe. My name's Biscuit. Hey. Hey.
You're such a great caller.
You want to rub my clit? You want to rub my clitoris?
Come on, talk to her.
You want to rape my cunt?
Sorry.
Can you turn off the TV while you rape my cunt? That'd be good.
Are you going to say something?
Hmm.
Mister, sorry I missed your call last night. I'm talking to you.
Maybe we're not going to send you a video of our pussy fingering.
Maybe he's shy. Maybe he's just shy.
What's your name?
Lyrics.
What is it? Literate?
Lyrics.
Lyrics.
Lyrica.
Is that an Alzheimer's drug? Fibro. What's your name, honey?
It's for fibro. Girdle.
What is your name?
Girdle.
Girdles. Oh, my fucking God. Clitoris. First of all, take me off fucking speakerphone right now. I swear to God, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't take me off speakerphone.
Well, I don't think he'd mind being hung up on. What? I think he said his name is Clitoris.
Take me off speakerphone now.
Call him Clitoris.
And turn your goddamn TV off.
Clitoris.
I think he's watching the Emmys.
The Grammys.
Grammys.
Clitoris.
Pause the Grammys.
Is this Clitoris? Clitoris. Clitoris. Behave, Clitoris. We're going to be a get a spanking. Clitoris. Oh no.
Oh, it's Grammys.
Oh my God. Can you say something, please?
Clitoris.
Oh, it's Grammys.
Oh my God. And Rachel Cann wins the Grammy.
Oh fuck. I accidentally left the chat.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, I accidentally left the chat, but I'm back.
Okay, I hung up on him. Oh my Jesus, shoot.
You have so many men now. I'm sure you got someone better than that.
Can you call somebody, you know, to order things?
I wish we could find out if, what's his name, Steve, if he's still alive, and if not, did he leave us money?
I could call the Dita Von Treese teeth person.
What's that?
The one we just talked to, now that we got the notifications muted. The tranny.
Oh, I haven't heard that grum yet.
You were on the grum, honey. Jesus.
You mean your slave?
No, the one that wants to get fucked in the ass and did it with Dita Von Treese.
Mom, what you doing?
I was on that grum. I went to sleep.
Why?
Bitch, because I don't got no water at home. I paid my motherfucking DC taxes like everybody. Fuck you, man.
I haven't listened to it yet. Fetus sent me a recording.
Bitch, I'm washing my ass. I'm washing my ass.
She's washing her ass?
I'm washing my ass.
In the pool?
I'm washing my... You better call her, because she's talking. I ain't talking
Ma, to her. Ma, you cannot do this.
What? No, you cannot do this.
Don't give me out. Get out. Bitch, ball. You in the ball. You in the ball. You in the ball.
Ma, you can't do this.
You in the ball. Fuck around here. I don't give a fuck. You in the ball. Washing my ass.
Ma, you can't do this. This is illegal.
Washing my ass.
Ma, this is illegal.
You're washing my ass, bitch. Tell him, yes.
Ma, come on. Ma, it's Georgia here. Ma, it's Georgia here. Ma, come on.
What is wrong with people? Jesus.
I don't know. I was kind of fascinated by that. She's washing her ass in the pool. What's wrong with that? With soap. I mean, that's a
problem. Motherfucker, fuck the fucking boat and buy a new belt.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hello?
What?
Deborah went silent.
Oh. Happily married to a bearded lady.
I didn't want to keep playing the rings, honey.
Oh. My name is Annalisa, and I am a bearded lady.
My name is David, and I'm in love with a bearded lady.
I've been with my husband for 8 years, but we are getting ready to celebrate our 5-year wedding anniversary.
Nope.
Nope.
What else? What else do we have? Deborah, are you going to call some ordering place? She gone? She gone? All right, tell me about your prolapse then. Fine.
Well, no.
Tell me about
today I slathered it with some of that anti-itch cream I got from the doctor. Uh-huh. It also is antibacterial,
okay,
antimicrobial, and antivirus. It's supposed to kill all the things that make the bumps. And I sent Deborah a picture, and she freaked out and almost crashed her Quora. And this morning, I pushed it out as far as I could, because in the morning I'm more relaxed, and my prolapse more easily falls out of my body cavity. And sometimes I like to get up my blown, turn on the video recorder, make sure image stabilization is on, make sure 4K video is on, and record in high definition all of the curves and drapes and juices and stains of my chlyops for all of my girls. Mm-hmm. And then I upload it to a secret website. And I share it with my girls, and some of them send me back pictures and videos.
Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop talking. Are you doing all right, Kathy?
Yeah.
What are you up to?
I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, you're always going to bed when I call you.
That's because you were called too late.
Well, I called you earlier the other day, and you didn't answer, and I text you, and you haven't been texting me back. Are you mad at me again? I wasn't sure.
Because normally,
are you seeing someone? I go to bed
between 7 and 7:30.
Oh, I didn't know.
Uh huh.
I didn't know if you were seeing someone, and maybe that was the reason. You know, you've been a little distant.
No.
So how's everything going?
About the same.
Same here. You know that asshole. We're officially over. I had got a little more information about my apartment, though.
Yeah.
What was I going to tell her the apartment was? Share, I'll type in the chat. I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm drinking instant coffee. I didn't have enough time to make fresh coffee.
Okay.
Okay, what do y'all want me to ask?
Hold on again.
Jesus.
Why is ISIS in the chat?
So, like I said, I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Oh, so you want me to let you go, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But well, I found out about my, what? Okay, I'm looking. I found out about my apartment, Kathy.
Okay.
It's not an apartment. It's a condo, they said, when I talked to the lady downstairs. And the $2,500 a month is actually condo association dues every month. It's not even the rent. The condo is paid off, but the dues you have to pay, you know, for like the lot amenities. Like she was telling me it helps pay for like the Olympic size swimming pool, the hot tub, fitness center, 24-hour doorman, dry cleaning, package, like all that shit, business center. They have Apple products, high-speed elevators, water. Like she gave me this whole list. I'm looking at the list now. 1 gig internet, free complimentary breakfast, black coffee stations.
Yes, I know all that. So what are you going to do?
Fuff.
I don't know.
All right.
It's just been crazy. I sold my car. I have a used Toyota Prius now. It's a 2003. That gave me a little leeway to get by.
It's just weird. I own the condo. You know what I mean? I own it, but I can't afford the fees. It doesn't make sense. Like, how can you own something, but you don't own it?
It's an HOA. Okay, so that's why you never get anything with an HOA.
What is that?
Never.
What is an HOA?
Homeowners Association.
What is that?
That's what everything that you said.
Oh.
The pool and this and that. That is a homeowners association.
And then I was like, well, I'll just sell the place, you know, maybe I can get money for that. And she's like, oh, you can't sell it because it's actually a timeshare. You just own every slot. I'm like, oh my God.
Well, then if you own every slot, then what isn't it yours?
I don't know. What is a timeshare?
Girdle. Can she hear us?
A timeshare is something that multiple people have the right to be in.
Okay.
Fuff.
You know, throughout the year.
Fuff.
But if you own all of it, why wouldn't... Okay.
Now. Sorry.
Huh?
What's up? Now. I don't know.
Okay, check into letting it out.
They won't let me though because the what is, I guess the hoe or whatever you called it, the hoe.
She wants you to spread it out, honey.
The homeowners association. Yes, spread I get it.
Spread it out. Who's this? Oh, that's it.
Since elevated stress levels, can I be of assistance?
All you have to do is sell your timeshares. If it is a true timeshare, you can sell your timeshares.
But how do I do that, though? Because the way she said it earlier was like, I can. And I do like the free breakfast.
Okay.
It is nice to get breakfast every morning.
Well, if you like the free breakfast, and then keep it.
I just got to figure out a way to pay, you know what I mean? Like you said before, I really took to heart what you told me before. You can't just swipe, you know? Someone's got to pay, you know, Kathy? Someone's got to pay.
I know that. And either you want to keep all your little benefits with it, or you need to sell it. So well, if you like free breakfast that much, and then quit complaining and keep it.
Well, I want to, but I just can't afford it. I got to figure out a way.
Well, then you need to sell your timeshares.
What if I just, like, I was trying to think, like, I could sell some of the amenities. Like, I could sell coffee from the coffee place and, like, breakfast from the breakfast place. Do you know anybody, like, I could sell plates to? That's not a bad idea.
Okay, because that is only for you. That's not for anybody. That's only for the homeowner. And since you are the homeowner, it's only for you.
Okay.
Sell the entire timeshare.
Okay. I'm going to ask her that, Rick. Okay. Since you donate so much.
You need to go to the library and find books that is called Basic Life and read it, because you don't have a clue.
There's books on life? Like the magazine, Life magazine or whatever?
Oh, my God.
These are good signs. These are good signs.
You need to pull your head out of the sand and realize what life is.
What's life?
What's life, Kathy?
Oh, my God. You can't be serious. Okay.
No.
Can't be serious. Okay.
No. Can't be. You ruined it, Madge. You pissed her off.
Can't be serious. Okay.
No. Shit. I was just about to ask the ragged thing, and it was really going to make her blow up.
Is she back?
No, she's not. That's Madge.
Call her back. It wasn't my fault. I was just trying to cycle. You told me to cycle.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, my goodness.
Your call has been forwarded.
Nope, she's mad. It's try over again. With.
Try again.
It's over, honey.
Try
she's
again.
Damn it. Madge ruined it again.
I didn't ruin it. I ruined it. Learned to speak English.
Madge didn't ruin it. I muted every time she said something. So
ruined.
She really did.
It's ruin, not rune.
Your call has been forwarded.
I'm going to text her.
mother, mother darling. I was gonna come up as Siri and tell her how to sell the timeshare, but I didn't get a chance.
When you're ready to apologize for it to me, call me.
Welcome to another episode of Simple's Hair. Today in the show, we're going to be making chicken con broccoli like the Olive Garden does.
Well, they used to,
but they don't serve it no more. They kick it off the menu. But my version, anyways. Now, in the skillet, I've got 2 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of olive oil. I'm going to let that melt. While that's melting, let's come over here and put some seasoning on our chicken. This is 2 chicken breasts, and they were huge, so I just sliced them right down and halved them to make the 2 chicken breasts turned into 4 chicken breasts. We're going to put some pepper. All the seasoning is to your taste.
Okay.
Some salt, crushed red pepper flakes.
She didn't beat it out with a mason jar. Oh, she does have a mason jar.
Onion powder.
Oh, she really is a southern woman, because that's how we do it.
I'm going to flip them over and season the other side. But the same seasoning.
Simply psoriasis.
Gonna fuck them over.
Play with my simplifier.
And now we're going to take a little bit of flour here. This is plain flour. And we're going to lightly coat our chicken with some flour. And then it's going in the skillet with the amount of butter and olive oil. And we're just going to
I know we
put
added
chicken on both sides until it's all the way done.
She really
I'll take my chicken
fish.
2 brushes at a time.
All of her friends like that, but they call it with problems.
Getting done. So now let's start boiling our pasta. You need to origete pasta. Traditionally what they serve. But you can use any type of pasta. Penne, linguine noodles.
There's a living room with a fireplace in it.
Small shell pasta. Whatever you want. But look, like the back of your package says, whatever it says.
Okay.
Mine is 12
You live
ounce.
In a nice apartment complex if you have a common room.
And when it gets some boil, I'm going to drain it into the pan that we cooked your chicken in. Leave the chicken drippings in. And put two more tablespoons of butter and let it melt in the pan. Then we're putting in 2 to 4 cloves of minced garlic or thinly sliced garlic. I just thinly sliced mine. We're just going to saute this for about 30 seconds to a minute. We're making our sauce for our pasta.
Sounds
2.5 cups to 3 cups of heavy whipping cream. Or you could do whole milk, half and half. I say you could even get away with skim milk. It just won't have the rich, luscious feel that heavy whipping cream does. So I'm going to 3 cups for mine. Our pasta's still boiling on the bottom.
You better not be on your phone.
3 to 4 tablespoons of Parmesan cheese.
I am.
We'll start whisking that in. If there's clumps of your Parmesan, you can smash it and break it.
As Nietzsche says, rest in power, Kathy. Rest in power, Kathy.
Then we're going to put in 1 boiling cube of some
boiling cube.
This is always what I use.
Bouillon.
If I have it on top.
Oh.
You can use any. Okay, I'm going to use the bouillon into our sauce. And then I'm going to put some pepper and a tad bit of salt. Not much, because the bouillon salt is so is the Parmesan cheese. Right.
You know my second most listened podcast is that Black Mirror episode.
Now I'm going to taste it. Make sure my seasoning
no
is
comment.
Right before everybody's, I start digging.
No, everybody says
sauce.
It's really
a little bit more pepper.
Kind of content.
No comment.
Just a pinch more salt.
Right, man.
Right.
And I think I'm also
stolen hashtag. They just want to hear the show without having to watch Netflix.
We're showing scat porn.
What?
You got away with it for so long.
I feel like that's the biggest accomplishment I've done all year so far.
The sky.
Getting Deborah's channel banned.
It's all right.
Next day, far from home, the brothers planned their repulsive crime.
We're going to do another buoyant
ship. Had a reply from Kathy.
It depends on how chickeny flavor you want.
All right. This has been sheer delight, but it's time to count the money.
Okay, but let me play this text from Kathy real fast, okay?
Oh, yeah. No.
Go ahead.
Madge, you pick who you want. Gabrielle, Sharon, Amanda, or Tracy?
I don't understand what those mean.
They're names of robots that are going to speak the text. Which one?
Tracy.
Gabrielle. Tracy?
Of course. Why wouldn't I pick Tracy?
I'm not mad at you. I can't believe that anyone is so fucking naive. You don't have one fucking clue about life. You have led such a sheltered why you don't have a clue about life. You don't have a clue.
How did you get that voice?
10 years old and live in the real world because you think life is just a big you need to go back to 10 years old and live in the real world because you think life is just a big fantasy. It's not. You don't have a clue. Please do not contact me. Thank you.
What?
Ask her how you can go back to being 10 years old because that sounds really cool.
Well, I don't know if we should maybe leave her alone now.
No.
I did actually ask you to leave her alone.
No, no, no. Call her again.
Oh, my God.
And ask her how you can be 10 years old, because that sounds awesome.
I misspelled this on purpose now to be funny, okay?
So don't be
stupid.
Mm-hmm. How can I go back to 10 years of old? I don't believe in significitin.
What?
Cincy fiction. Science fiction.
How can I go back to 10 years of old? I don't believe in sick me visitin.
Sick me visitin.
Say, I just want to be your girl. I'm just trying to get my life back together so that you'll love me. Please forgive me. I'm then, just a little girl.
Go with caller. He just texted me caller.
Caller.
Okay. I wish she's gonna go.
Don't fuck it up, man.
Shh.
Sing a song from Joseph and Amazing Dream Come True, please.
Yeah. You don't have any form of reality. You think life is your $7 Starbucks lattes, your $60,000 cars, your $10,000 computers. You have no...
Fuff.
No...
Fuff?
No real grasp of life. You have nothing. You think life is just... You know, all these things,
and Ruby Hall,
and just everything. Life is not this way. You got to leave this life, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and you saved nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No.
You went through almost $300,000. In 4 years.
Yeah.
You know how far out of reality you are? Do you have any idea how the real average person lives from day to day? You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. Evidently, you have been brought up with roses and champagne and
girdles.
All this fancy stuff just given to you.
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to avoid this, but I can't do it. This is what I'm telling you. You don't have a clue about life.
Avoid what, though, Kathy? You being mean to me?
You don't have a clue about life.
You being mean to me?
I have been trying to be nice to you, and you haven't got it. This is the only thing I can do yet.
You don't have
a clue about life.
I don't got
sell it. Sell your damn $10,000 computer. Go out there and get a fucking job.
And not able to be sold.
Sell your damn time-sharing lease if you have to. Contract. Get in touch with a damn time-sharing condo lawyer.
Can't you just like loan me? Like I only need like $1,500 just for this month.
Love it.
Well, if you would have saved some of your damn money instead of blowing it on $7 cups of coffee at Starbucks and $10,000 computers
and a light and a mirrorless camera.
Do you know how many people can afford to buy that in the real world?
An OLED
Nobody.
TV with a stuck
Unless
pixel.
You are a millionaire, people don't have that. I have a $350 laptop.
Well, I can tell. Yeah.
You are so far out of reality. You have no idea what reality is.
Well, I have a confession, Kathy.
So, what?
For being honest. I had a job before I met him, and he had the money.
Well, and then go back and,
I can't,
and get another job.
I can't, and I'm going to tell you the reason why, and you're not going to be fucking mean to me.
I have tried to tell you this nicely, and you don't get it.
I'm crying for
you
real, y'all.
You do not get it.
Lord, she's got me crying for real. Now, listen.
I have tried to be nice to you, and you just don't understand.
Is actually famous.
$300,000 in 4 years and don't have a nickel.
The thing
How many people do you know that go out and spend $50,000 for Christmas? Jesus. Seriously. How many people do you know that own a $10,000 computer? Seriously. You are so far out of reality. You don't have a clue.
The thing is, Kathy, I had a job before, Steve.
Well, and then get another fucking job.
I tried
your damn computer. Contact a real estate attorney about how you can sell your damn time-sharing condo.
Let me tell you. I had the
job. And then get another one. Stop spending money like it grows on fucking trees. And get another job.
They caught
Contact
me.
A real estate lawyer about how you can sell your damn condo. Your time-sharing condo. You can do that.
They caught me with a dog.
They what? You know what? I don't have time to talk to someone who is so far out of reality.
I'm trying to tell you stuff.
Well, you need to stop telling me stuff and go back to the real world, because you are living in a fantasy world.
If you'll listen to me.
You need to sell your damn computer and sell your damn timeshare.
Okay, but listen to me. The reason I can't have another job is because I'm on the sexual predator list, because I had slept with an animal and they caught me. And it's on my license, my driver's license. I tried to tell you this before, but I was fucking embarrassed. You see, Kathy, my world's not all fucking... My fucking life's not all fucking golden roses. There's one thing money can't buy, and that's to remove that little mark on my license.
Well, and then get your attorney and get it off. Instead of whining about it, do something about it.
Because there's physical video of it. We tried. My mom and dad tried.
Well, then welcome to the real world.
It's not fair.
There's nothing more that I can do.
I just want a friend.
I cannot cope with this. You call me up and tell me, oh, I had a bad week this week. Starbucks took away my Premier card. I can't get a $7 latte anymore. Do you know how much that fucking pissed me off? That I've had a terrible, terrible week, and you're bitching me because fucking Starbucks took away your fucking Premier card. Get a fucking grip.
But friends talk about stuff.
Get a grip on life.
But friends tell each other about their day. I thought you were my friend, so I told you. You asked.
I am still... Never mind. Goodbye.
Bye. Squish sound.
Jesus Christ.
We have to do money now.
I hope they got some donations. I mean, that was amazing.
She would shoot me. I would be scared to be in the same room with that bitch.
Wasn't it a gold card, not a premier?
Yeah, it was a gold card. And first of all, anybody can get that. And second of all, she asked about the fucking Starbucks card, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. She wanted your non-baby.
The world from can you get the spreadsheet ready, honey?
I find it. Windows and shut out the light. Do what you want with me. Hate me and laugh at me. Darken my daytime and torture my night. If my life were important, I would ask, will I live or die? But I know the answers lie far from this world. Close every door to me.
Ready, Cheryl?
Those I love from me. Children
ready?
Of Israel are never alone. For I know I shall find my own peace of mind. Have been promised
yes.
A land of my own.
Ready?
Product is open.
I don't like this rabbit. There's too many weirdos. Did you see the people I had a ban in there?
Yeah, well, that's why I hate open rooms. Hey,
that's true, but look at Bethany. Got a listener out of that. She okay. said
got
she
a
came
listener, got a Nazi, yeah. Got a listener, got a death camp.
Actually, we've got a lot of female listeners from Rabbit.
Yeah. Listeners, good to have listeners, good to have death camps. It's a good balance. Death camp.
What's funny is, like Reagan said, they always try to shock us, but you really can't.
Reagan's hair is looking fine.
Yeah, fine.
Reagan, you are looking fine, girl. What is that noise? Stop it.
Oh, she's mad. She keeps texting me.
What did you say now?
Those are text messages?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Come on, stop it. I got to do money, or do you not want any? That noise is killing me. That noise is killing me. Are you done?
I need to know what her text message says.
Shut up and I'll read it.
This is the best thing I can tell you. Go on the internet, find Jesus. Adult porn business, and call some producers, and get into the porn business. You can do that with your animal conviction and... everything else with your lifestyle, that's the best thing I can tell you. Honestly, you're very free about sex, so I would suggest going into a porn business and start making movies.
Can we please
just want the link, please.
Can we please do the money?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so Travis, $10. Thank you. Ooh, no, $9.41.
Oh, okay, thank you, honey.
Steve, $10.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Luke, $5 with a note that says, I notch beige by Miss Nipples.
Nipples.
Rachel, $4.55.
At least she could do since she got a span.
Thank you, honey.
Another from Rachel, $48.25.
Whoa. Is this a new donation?
No.
New donor.
I know her name. She's donated before, Rachel.
Oh.
It's not Rachel Cann, obviously, because okay. Rachel is only interested.
Thank you, honey. That's very generous. Thank you.
Thanks, honey. I love your cooking show.
There's a note. Cheryl played some Church of Deborah in the DV Discord, and I was sobbing, laughing, trying to work on my notes for class. And I signed up for a monthly subscription, but I've got some extra from college financial aid.
<That's>, Whoa.
She'll be paying this off for years, Bernie Sanders. Thanks for keeping me sane. That's very nice.
Well, that's very nice. And see, Madge, you see that? You see what I did there?
Well, that's
stuck
what
your finger in the DV Discord and got you some money.
Yeah, you don't have a job and you're making use of your time. I think that's excellent.
Hashtag working woman.
Hashtag me too.
Auntie O, $4.48.
Thanks, honey.
David M, $4.55.
Thanks, honey.
Jeff S, $9.41.
Oh, thanks, honey.
The big one from Anonymous, $96.80. With a note that says computer eep op orc. Jeffrey from the Beth House. Pretty generous for a Beth House queen. $25.
What?
Matthew G, $2.50. With a note. With a note. Tell Debbie to stop eating all that. Will you stop that fucking noise?
Is this one better?
Why do you have to make that noise when I'm doing when I'm reading donations?
People like when I'm the computer.
It doesn't make sense, Cheryl. You're not being the computer. You're just making that fucking noise.
I am.
So you don't want me to read the note? You don't want your donations?
I do. I want the note, the $2.50 note.
I don't think I should read it to you, and I don't think I should give you donations.
Jesus. Here we go.
Because you're annoying.
In a bit, stop. Okay, man, finish the note.
If I hear one more fucking noise, you're not getting that donation.
Okay, I won't do it.
I'm giving it all to Deborah and me. If I hear one more Siri goddamn noise.
Deborah's going to do it.
And speaking of Siri, I don't care how much money you know who gives us. He better fix that fucking shit. He better. I know he's just a graphic person, a UI, but Siri doesn't have a UI. Why do you send a UI person? Oh, I have an idea. Let's fix Siri, which has no user interface except for a button. Let's hire one of our greatest designers to fix Siri. What's he going to do? Oh, I think it should be a different shade of black.
The HomePod UI. You know, yeah. It floats. Siri floats in the middle of it and bobbles around.
Right. Bloop, bloop. HomePod. Bloop, bloop.
That's a soul.
Can't wait to hear how great AirPlay 2 works. All right. The message is, tell Debbie to stop eating all that mayo unless she wants to look like Simply Sarah.
That's true.
Let me refresh. Okay. Last call for donations. Nope. What's the total, Cheryl? God, I was fingering myself while I was counting donations. I didn't even notice.
Really?
Yeah. My fingers were all... Well, it's black, really. I would say brown.
I realize that you probably never heard of a certain kind of store. It is called Walmart. That is where average everyday people go to buy things. Welcome to being an average person.
Deborah,
she's so happy.
Deborah, that's lovely. But if you want donations, shut the fuck up until Cheryl gives me the total.
Okay, $73.32. I won't do the Siri close sound because you'll get mad.
Not it's till, gotta no, break. It's not. 100. Doesn't make sense for you to make that noise unless you're talking to somebody like Stacy or whatever the fucking name is. Kathy.
It's not even over $100. How am I going to buy a fucking video game?
Deborah, when you talk to Kathy, can she hear us?
Yes.
Then how come you go when you
mute the Nazi guy said stuff it didn't go through?
The Nazi? Okay, but when you like break character, she doesn't hear that, right?
No, because I'm mute.
I hate when you'd break character when you're talking to her during the live shows. It drives me fucking crazy. I hate that.
Well, that's why the live show's just there to, you know, get the thing.
No, but it's not just in the live show. You do it when you're when you post your shows too. You
because leave it's
that
so in there. Fun.
I don't like that. Just saying.
I don't like it.
Well, the point is this, is sometimes you have so many different voices, it's kind of hard to, you know, stay on track, okay? And then sometimes there's accidents where, like, Deborah talks to her. Like, earlier, I didn't meet with Kathy, and I talked to Deborah, and she never even knew.
Just giving you my opinion. All right. All right, so let's see. Who wants Bitcoins? Somebody says, give me Bitcoin. Yeah. How many you want?
That's Roy Moore. I invited him.
How many Bitcoins do you want, Roy? Who is Roy? Is that a new person?
Roy Moore. I told you I invited him here.
He looks like a mouse to me. Oh, looks like a Minnie Mouse.
And somebody said that I'm turning into Andy. Listen to the chair.
You know who you're turning into?
Vera.
White trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vera, what? Right. Actually, oh, Vera's not white trash. You're the trashiest person I know, I think. For real.
Thank you, honey.
What?
Well, you're the Jewish woman I know.
Roy, why would I care who you murder, darling? Why would I care? You think I give a shit who you murder? I don't.
Hashtag wrong chat room, wrong podcast.
Right.
Yeah, if you is it Roy Jurbell?
He only cares about her health care, honey.
That's right.
Is that Roy Jurbell? Maybe it's Roy Jurbell.
Who?
Roy Jurbell.
What does that mean?
I love
mean?
This backhanded comment about Walmart.
Roy the retarded boy. No fetus will get it, Steve Dave. It could be any of those people.
Hello.
Hey, honey. How are y'all?
Hello.
What? Allah.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Welcome to Yeast Radio. It's a community where everybody's welcome.
Hello. Hey. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing? How doing? Hi, how doing?
You need to lose weight. Hello. Before you have surgery.
Hello, hi, how doing? What country from you? What country from you? Hello? Girdle? All right, I have to go. This is not good.
All right.
Do you have any more messages?
What are you doing now?
Oh, no, hon, no.
Do you have any more messages from Kathy?
Yeah, I read it. I realized that you probably never heard of a certain kind of store called Walmart, and that is where the average person, people go to buy things. Welcome to being an average person.
I meant after that. You nothing?
Oh, no, I texted her. I said, I had to buy ramen noodles at the dollar store the other day.
Is it ramen or ramen?
Lord, here we go. Is that semen? Jesus. But anyway, it was fun talking to you girls.
Was it?
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What's this?
Maybe we can get Reagan to go collect that $500 from that man that owns all the golf courses.
I'm glad we got a new Ustream now.
And maybe that one won't be white-listed banned or whatever.
Oh, it will.
Yeah, probably so.
Don't you worry about that, baby. Don't you worry about that.
You'll have it banned in a few days, I'm pretty sure.
It's Girdle Blomquist. That's whose channel it is.
Yeah, that's you know, I'm sure there's a lot of searches for that on the Google.
Do you use Ustream anymore? You don't even use it, do you?
Oh, God, that... The ads. Oh, and actually, it won't let me stream, remember, with Ustream on this internet. They block it or whatever.
Well, I'm on a free pro trial, it says, for 30 days, whatever that means.
Yeah, that's the good one.
So that means commercials.
Why didn't we do that before? Just keep signing up for it.
I don't know. It's a good idea, right?
Yeah. Oh, she just texted me again. She is really throwing these backhanded comments.
Wait, what is this?
It says,
if supported by IBM Watson text-to-speech... Selected languages used to generate captions. Oh, my God. It can do text-to-speech captions on our ground.
That's how it knows what we're saying.
Girdle. Generated captions will be on. Oh, I don't want to turn that on. Am I kidding?
Yeah.
It's got. So now Ustream is Ustream is owned by IBM, which means we're fucked.
Watson is really smart. That's one thing I can say. It told me I was
up. It's ingesting all of our content. It's going to know everything. That's why it knew about the duty.
Yeah, the duty algorithm is spot on, as the kids say.
Yeah, spot on and creamy.
I'm glad we got banned.
Welcome to being average. I would suggest you going into the porn business. They don't care what's on your license. In fact, that may even be to your advantage. There's all kinds of porn out there, including with animals. Anything you want to do, you can do in porn. That would be your best bet. Good luck. I'm going to bed.
All right. That's it. Bye. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Rhineland's a fine land.
I'm going to start with getting a little thickened. And you'll wonder why I put a lot of cornstarch in. You're also going to add a cup of the cooking starchy water to it to marry the sauce. I'm going to start adding everything. So now I'm just going to turn this down to low. In goes the cup of the starchy pasta water. So we can start marinating it. That's why I put a little bit more cornstarch here. and we're going to put it in. About 3 cups of some frozen broccoli that I sold in the microwave. Yeah, we're just going to put the whole bag. Because broccoli is my favorite part of the dish. So 3 to 4 cups of broccoli. Okay, then goes in our drained pasta. And we're just going to fold everything. Make sure everything gets coated with that yummy, yummy sauce. I'm putting a touch more hot water in it to kind of thin it out a little bit. It's not the starchy water. It's just plain old hot tap water. Or you could thin it out with some more chicken broth, you know, in a box or something. It depends on how thick or thin you want it. All right, let me get a pasta bowl, and I'll show you how I'm going to serve it. Let's put some in our pasta bowl. I sliced one of the chicken breast, put it over the top. Then we're going to sprinkle some more Parmesan over top. That's totally optional. If I had some fresh basil, I would chop it up and put over the top too. But I don't have any. Or some parsley or something. So there you have it. My version of chicken con broccoli.